Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious. And holy hell, you are not going to believe this one. Today, I am talking about a 43-year-old mom from Washington, Illinois, who's just been arrested for something so jaw-dropping, it sounds made up. Her name is Robin Polston, a hairdresser, who just gave birth this year to a bouncing baby boy. And that should be good news. Except that the father is just a boy himself, a 14-year-old middle schooler who was dating her daughter. You heard me. A middle schooler who's dating her daughter fathered her newborn. Pour a stiff one for this, because the evidence against Robin Polston is piling up. It seems this mom had a penchant for posting, you know, pictures that were bound to come back to haunt her. After all, who books a maternity shoot to show off your baby bump and your 14-year-old boyfriend who's got his hands on your tummy? According to prosecutors, this all started 2.5 years ago at her daughter's 8th grade dance. Picture this. Robin Polston is assigned to be the chaperone. You know, the person who makes sure that the kids behave, makes sure that the punch bowl stays G-rated. But instead of watching the dance floor, it seems she was watching her daughter's date. Her daughter's 14-year-old middle school date. And what police say happened next has the entire community in Peoria County absolutely stunned. This is not your run-of-the-mill inappropriate text exchange, because I know you've heard a lot about that, right? Investigators say it went so far beyond the pale, right? A secret relationship that allegedly unfolded right under everyone's noses. An illegal relationship that has finally come to light. So buckle up, because what started as a middle school dance just landed a 43-year-old mom behind bars with no shot at bond as of now. And the details are going to blow your mind. Get this, even after the boy moved to Nevada with his parents, and even after he broke up with Robin Polston's 8th grade daughter, that mom, Robin, did not let go. Police say that she and the boy stayed in touch while he was in Nevada. Emphasis on the touch. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. We're not reporting the name of the boy for obvious reasons, but his story is now public record because there's a police affidavit supporting Ms. Polston's arrest. And the record states that the 14-year-old boy came back to Illinois for a visit in December of 2023. Apparently, he told his parents in Nevada that he was desperate to come back to Illinois and see a friend who, we are told, was that mom, Robin Polston, his friend. But that wasn't the only visit to Illinois from Nevada that this kid made. The boy came back again the following April. And mark your calendar here. Make a note of April 24th, because the math is going to matter. The boy ended up moving once again, this time to St. Louis. Couldn't stand Nevada, apparently, and his parents couldn't stand his behavioral problems, so this time he was shipped off to live with his grandparents. But we're told that he didn't stay with Granny and Grandpa in St. Louis for long either, and that his 40-something friend back in Illinois was all too eager to take him in. Keep in mind, Robin Polston's own kids, including the teenage daughter who once dated this teenage boy, were still living in the same house with her. And what they didn't know then, but figured out soon enough, was that the house was about to become even more crowded. Because in January of this year, exactly 9 months after the boys' April visit, Robin Poulston gave birth. Because math. Police say she invented a baby daddy, some guy in his 20s named Brian, apparently in the military, so he moved around a lot, which is probably why you don't get to see him. But she never told the same story twice, apparently suggesting to others that the baby's father was instead this new 14-year-old boy in my house, his older brother. Her sister-in-law started getting pretty suspicious of all the different stories, right? Pretty sus. So she went looking for a middle school yearbook. And lo and behold, she found a picture of the eighth grade boy, and that seemed to close a lot of loops for her. So the sister-in-law called the cops. In February, police went looking for that newborn baby's birth certificate. And wait until you hear what Robin Poulston chose to name her newborn baby. When police found the birth certificate for the newborn, they noticed something glaring. No, not the father's name. That would have been too easy. Apparently, Ms. Poulston decided to leave the father's name blank. But Ms. Poulston did something pretty crazy. Or should I say something else pretty crazy? She gave her newborn baby the same middle name and the same last name as her teenage boyfriend. So, Natch, the police ordered up a DNA test, which connected the illegal dots once and for all. The baby was indeed fathered by the 14-year-old boyfriend, according to the police and science. But that isn't even all the evidence against Robin Poulston. Turns out Robin liked to take pictures and videos. Bow-chicka-bow-now. Investigators say they found, and I quote, a large number of sexually explicit images and videos on Robin Poulston's phone. Images and videos allegedly shot by Ms. Poulston herself of the 14-year-old boy and of Robin in compromising positions, a.k.a., you know, sexy stuff. So down came the charges. And Robin Poulston is now facing two counts of criminal sexual assault and two counts of child pornography. But if I were a betting man, based on the fact that she was only arrested earlier this week, and today I'm recording this on November 6th, I think there's going to be more charges because I don't think you can live, allegedly, with a 14-year-old who's fathering your baby and take a whole bunch of pictures of y'all together and only have that many charges. And you know how it works, right? They bring down the charges. They haul your ass in. Sometimes they give you bail, sometimes they don't. And they did not give this lady any bail. She's being held without bail, right? She has another court hearing on December 4th, but till then, cool your heels in county. You're not going anywhere. And that's when the investigation starts in earnest, right? They really, really start to dig. And I've seen this happen a gazillion times. They start adding charges one after the other. Every time you see a new photo, every time you hear a new story, every time there's another witness account, every time you can prove that sex happened, right? Or you have evidence that sex happened. Or you have more pictures that are, you know, illegal because this is a child. The charges will pile up. If they're on different days and different occasions, they're different charges. So earlier on my News Nation show, shout out News Nation, I'm on every night, Monday to Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. I talked to somebody who has been on this story for months. Abby Escobar is a very successful podcaster who's known to her fans and her followers as Abby Blabby. And she has been way out in front on this story. Here's our conversation.
When you first launched that TikTok, I fell over and then texted you. I didn't think it was real. I couldn't imagine that it was real, but it's real. Where?
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was fake.
I can imagine why. Where first is the 14-year-old boy's parents in this picture?
Well, so his mother passed away. I don't know when or what happened to her, but so it's his father and stepmother that he was living with. But like you said, he ended up moving in with his grandparents because after he came back to Illinois to visit that friend, he started having behavior issues. All he wanted to do was get back to Illinois. So he ended up moving in with his grandparents who lived in St. Louis, which is a lot closer. And then eventually he started having the same kind of behavior problems. And then in July of 2024, I believe it was, he moved in with Robin because she told them that he was friends with her teenage son and she would look after him and she would help out and, you know, she'd welcome him in the house.
So before he ended up moving in, yeah, because there's this whole back and forth, right? His parents, yeah. Stepmother and father move off to Nevada. Things aren't going well there. He goes to move in with the grandparents. Things don't go well there. And he was visiting, was coming back to visit Illinois. But where was he staying each of the times that he came back and told grandparents and parents that he was going to visit a friend?
With Robin. Yeah, so the timeline, he graduated eighth grade in May of 2023. I have this all written down. And then that Christmas of 2023, he and the stepmom came back to Illinois to visit. And at that visit, he told the stepmom he wanted to go and see this friend. And she thought nothing of it, so she allowed it. And it's believed that's the first time that she sexually assaulted him. And then stepmom went back to Nevada. He stayed with the grandparents for the rest of the Christmas break. Then after he went back home to Nevada, he started having all these issues. He threatened to run away. He was just acting up. They said it was totally not like him. They didn't know what was going on. But he and the grandparents allegedly called CPS or DCFS or, you know, whatever it's called in different areas, behind the father and stepmother's backs and had some allegations. And what ended up happening then was in January of 2024, it was agreed that the grandparents would take legal guardianship and he would move in with them. St. Louis to Washington, Illinois, I believe is about a 3-hour drive, which is obviously a lot closer than Nevada, which is obviously an entire flight. And then after he moved up with the grandparents in January of 2024, Easter 2024, he wanted to come back to Washington, Illinois to see that friend, and they allowed it. And it's believed,
let me jump ahead. Let me jump ahead in the timeline here, though, because there's some things that I just got to get out. And that is that this woman is pregnant, right? What is she telling her kids and friends and other people about who the father of her child is?
Yeah, so from what I was told, she was telling people, like her clients, you know, she was working as a hairstylist. She was telling people that she had this guy she was dating in the military, and he was gone or overseas. And, you know, ironically, she told people that that military boyfriend was from St. Louis, which is where the grandparents are from. But she told them that his name was Brian, I think, like it said in the affidavit. And nobody really questioned anything. I mean, why would they? She had the two teenagers, but apparently she always wanted to have three, and everybody was really happy for her. But then people started noticing that this boy was like constantly hanging around her. And people just thought that things were weird. She did this maternity shoot, like you said, I talked to the photographer who said that she had told her that the boy was 25 years old, but he just had a baby face. And so she said that
straight. She's pregnant with a 14-year-old boy, and she thinks it's wise to set up a maternity shoot so that the 14-year-old boy and she can pose for pictures with her pregnant belly, and he's like part of the shoot. She involves him in the shoot.
Yes. Yep. It is so cringy. Like, who does that? And it almost looks like she has an engagement ring on her finger. I don't know if she bought that for herself, because obviously a 14-year-old boy is not going to buy an engagement ring. But that one, I just...
That one makes me...
I mean, they just
that one
worse
I just,
for it.
I caught myself. Yeah, that was the worst one, with her gazing sensually towards the 14-year-old boy's face. I literally cannot believe my eyes, and I cannot imagine what a jury would say if this ever gets to a jury, because that picture
right there
will be a nail in her coffin if the DNA report isn't already. Okay, so let's talk about the baby's birth. So many questions. Where was this 14-year-old boy during the baby's birth?
there at the hospital. He was there for the prenatal appointment. He was involved in everything. I was sent a photo of him at the hospital holding a breast pump flange, I think it's called, you know, a little piece that goes around, holding it. Like, this 14-year-old child is there at the hospital holding this breast pump piece. I've heard from some people at the hospital where she birthed the baby. Of course, they didn't want to tell me too much, but somebody said that they thought that he looked a lot younger. But again, I mean, this just isn't something that normally happens, so your mind doesn't go there, you know? But
I can imagine that hospital staff would see a 14, 15-year-old boy, because allegedly he was 14 when the relationship began, and it's been going on for a while. So maybe he's 15 now, maybe even getting close to 16. But I could imagine 16. They'd look at a 43-year-old mother and say, this must be your other son. And that's why he's in the room all this time and holding the baby.
Right.
And I mean, okay, so let me ask you this. After the baby is born, the decision is to leave the father's name off the birth certificate, but to go ahead and name the baby after the 14-year-old boy. Is
yes.
this really how dumb this woman is?
Right, yep. Gave the baby, I believe, his middle name and his last name. And in August, she had the baby baptized and had the baby with his name posted in the church bulletin. I have a copy of it.
Wow. And isn't she sort of big on posting things on social media, like posting, I think, bringing the baby home with this 14-year-old boy? What do we have any idea what her own children, A, know about this, or B, suspect about this? Because C, if he's sleeping in her bedroom with her, they had to know something. What do these kids know? What are they saying? Or is there really nothing on the record?
I don't really know. I do know that... Robin is legally still married. So Robin's legal sister-in-law, so the estranged husband's sister, is the one who I think kind of pieced it all together and realized that this is not some 25-year-old man. And she has said that the kids have been extremely disappointed with her and basically disowned her because I believe she was the one who called the police. She made this Facebook post talking about it, as did other members of that part of the family. Everybody was just in shock that she wasn't being arrested. Now that it's all out in the open, I did make a couple TikToks on my page the day she was arrested on November 3rd, and her daughter actually left several comments on that video defending her, lying for her, saying... that I don't know what I'm talking about. He never lived with them. There was some name calling, just stuff like that. But obviously they knew, right? I mean, he lived there for at least 6 months. And even while this investigation was going on, it started in February, I received reports from numerous people that live close to her that say they see him getting dropped off there in the evening by his employer. So I don't know.
It's all just so unbelievable. Listen, mark your calendar for what is it, December 4th? I think when was that hearing coming up? Because I'm telling you right now, December 4th, you and I are going to have a conversation on that day.
I'll be going.
I cannot imagine what she'll have to say for herself. You'll be there? Okay, our bookers are marking you in right now. Please save some time for us tonight. Abby Blabby, Abby Escobar,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for this. Really appreciate
it. Thank
you. Okay, so I choked on my own vomit when I saw the maternity photos. I don't know how you felt about that, but who the hell does that, right? Who does all of this, right? But I mean, once it's done, are you not chastened enough to worry what's going to happen next, right? Once it's done and you're pregnant and you're having a 14-year-old boy's baby, the right idea is to call a photographer and book a maternity shoot and have your 14-year-old boyfriend hug you around the belly and look seductively at him? You're putting it on camera in front of a witness? Well, you heard, she told the photographer, the guy was in his 20s, right? Just a baby face. You know, he's not 14. He's in his 20s. Just baby faced. Even that gives you a bit of the ick, right?
I'm 43. I got teenage kids. And this baby-faced guy, who's apparently in his 20s, is my baby daddy. Who posts this stuff on social media? Like, if she's guilty of this, is she so incredibly stupid that she doesn't know she's broken the law? Because it feels like she does, right? She's telling different people different stories about who the baby daddy is. Is it just shame? Is that the only reason? Or is she worried about getting, like, indicted, you know, for sex crimes? Who does this? Who tells varying stories about who fathered the baby? Not thinking maybe that one might tell another and it might come back to you and then get to the cops, because that's what happened. And who moves their teenage boyfriend in with their own teenage kids? Especially a teenage boyfriend who dated your teenage daughter. All living in the same house together. I can only imagine that he's sleeping in the master bedroom and the other kids are in their rooms with their trophies and their stuffed animals. I mean, think about what this would be like if you were on the jury. I mean, first of all, if you handed me the DNA test and you handed me the maternity pictures, I'd be like, life, no parole. I wouldn't need a whole lot more evidence than that, you know? And I just can't imagine how much a jury, if she ever sees one, right? Because I think this has deal written all over it. I cannot imagine how much a jury will hate her. What's so frustrating is the parents and the grandparents, right? How did this happen? How was he allowed to just vanish from the parents and then vanish from the grandparents and nobody checked in? Parents think he's with grandparents. Grandparents don't say anything. Like, what kind of dysfunction did this 14-year-old kid come from? And was it the classic predator story where an older woman in her 40s sees a vulnerable kid in his teens and thinks it's easy pickings? Because I can't even tell you the number of stories I've reported on that follow that playbook. Was that Robin Poulston's playbook? Is she a Mary Kay Letourneau? I'm going to follow every update on this case. December 4th, mark your calendar. She's got a hearing. I can't wait to see her in court. I can't wait to see what she pleads. I can't wait to see who her lawyer is. Can't wait to see more evidence, even though I kind of feel like I have it all. But make sure you subscribe. I want you to get every update the moment it breaks. And if you subscribe, I will keep you posted on all of this. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, the truth isn't just serious, it's drop dead serious.